感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
再一次给我们有机会一同来敬拜他。
For giving us another opportunity to worship Him.
我还在等我的这个机器跟我今天要跟弟兄姊妹一同思想的经文是在以弗所书的第三章。
So the passage for today's sharing is in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们从第一节要来读到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 13.
为着节省时间，我们中文、英文一起读。
For sake of time, let's read it together.
因此，我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。我本来比众使徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是神造神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧笃信不疑地来到神面前，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。我们刚才读这段的经文会发现这段的经文有一点特别。
If we take notice of the passage we just read, we may know something special here.
在中文的圣经里面还看不太出来。
It's not very clear in the Chinese translation.
可如果我们看看英文圣经。
But if we take a look at the English text.
在第一节和第二节中间。
Between verse 1 and 2.
有一条虚线。
There's a, just two dashes.
那么中文圣经说，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
And it says in Chinese that for this, because of this, that Paul has prayed for you.
那么这个保罗在第三章这里为着以弗所的弟兄姊妹祷告。
So here in chapter 3 of Ephesians, he's praying for the brothers in Ephesus.
他一开始讲了要为他们祷告以后。
After he mentioned that he was to pray for them.
他好像这个思想啊，圣灵就引领他没有继续那个祷告。
As if the Holy Spirit led his thoughts not to continue with this prayer.
他就说到他为什么为他祷告，底下就一条线开始讲了底下他为什么为他祷告。
And then he starts to speak about the reason for his prayer and then continues on to explain these reasons.
如果去读十三节读完了以后，再往下读第十四节呢
？If we after we write verse 13, if we continue on to 14,
你会发觉那个因此又出来了。
And you will find that then he goes back to the reason.
他说就是 for this reason, 他又重新说了。
And then he goes on to say for this reason and so forth.
原来保罗在这里要告诉我们什么呢
？So what was Paul? What did Paul originally wanted to tell us here?
我们发觉这段的圣经有四个重点，我们可以来领受。
We find that there were four important.Points here that we can notice.
第一个我们能领受的就是生命有困难。
The first we can receive is that there is difficulty of life.
第二个我们就看见恩典是奇妙的。
And second is that the wonder of grace.
第三个，我们就看见教会所发的荣耀光辉。
And the third is the glory of the church.
第四个，抓住了保罗这里讲到这个真理的人，他是自由的。
And lastly is that the freedom of the person who grasps these truths.
头一个，保罗在这里为什么要说到生命是有困难的呢？
So why does Paul here mention that there is difficulty of life?
原来他在祷告的时候。
Because when he was praying.
啊，他突然想到弟兄姊妹。
And suddenly he thought of the brothers and sisters.
可能他们现在为着保罗身处的光景啊，心里面有为难。
Perhaps they were there was a burden in their heart for the circumstance, Paul's circumstance of the time.
我们知道保罗写以弗所书是在监牢里写的。
We know that when Paul wrote Ephesians, he was in prison.
他在监牢里面写的时候，他想呢，他现在在坐监牢。
When he was writing this, he thought that he was in prison.
认识他的弟兄姊妹知道他坐监牢，心里面一定很难过。
And the brothers and sisters who knew him, if they know that he was in prison, they will be very sad.
因为坐了监牢，下一步出来，结果审判的结果是什么？要不要行刑啊？等等的一切啊，都是未知的。
So because he was in prison, we don't know what the next steps are, whether he would be free, what happened with the judgment, or whether he would be executed, and so forth.
因此他想到弟兄姊妹知道他坐牢，心里面一定很胆怯。
So because he understands that the brothers and sisters know he cares for him because he's in prison.
所以这个十二节呢，他在这个祷告的里面，他就求主啊，帮助弟兄姊妹，不要因着保罗现在坐监牢呢，就因着这个患难就丧胆。
So in verse 12, he asked the Lord to help the brothers and sisters, not because of his tribulation that they would they would feel weak or.
今天是2013年最后第二个主日。
This week is the second to last week of 2013.
我们每一个人每一个家坐在这里敬拜我们的主。
And every one of us who is sitting here worshiping Him.
都想到我们的主怎么样在这一年里面从年头一直到今天恩待我们。
And we all remember all of His how His grace has befallen upon us for this entire year.
刚才英奎祷告的时候也感谢主，有人疾病得医治啊，有人遭遇到各样的环境啊，主与他同在扶持他。更有不认识主的人今年得着了主。
And as our brother prayed that some people's illness were healed and others had difficult circumstances that He delivered them from, and even others who came to know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们为着我们所领受的恩典感谢主的时候。
And when we give thanks for the grace that we received.
我们有没有为着我们这一年中间所遇见数算加起来的困难感谢过主？
Have we gave thanks to Him for all the difficulties we faced?
这个圣经从来不隐瞒神的爱，神的恩典。
The Bible does not hide His grace or His love.
神的爱和神的恩典显在我们身上，不但是在我们顺利的时候平安健康的时候。
His love and His grace is not only apparent when we're successful and peaceful.
也是在我们生命有了困难的时候。
But especially in the times when our life are faced with challenges and difficulties.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Our Lord Jesus tells us.
我们在世界上有什么？
What do we have in this world?
记得吗？
He asked.
有什么？有苦难。
There will be suffering.
可是我们在他里面有平安。
For we in him we shall find peace.
生命的苦难。
The difficulties of life.
对坏人会临到他。
It will be fallen upon those who are the evildoers.
对着好人也是一样。
To those who are good, likewise.
各样的人在我们在活在这个世界上面，早晚我们会遇见我们所想不到的这些的患难。
People of all walks of life and all different kinds of people will face sufferings in their life.
就连侍奉神的人也不能避免。
And even those who serve Him cannot avoid this.
你记得主耶稣的开路先锋施洗约翰。
Do you remember John the Baptist?
施洗约翰为着主到处呼喊说要悔改，神的国近了。
And John the Baptist went everywhere and proclaimed that his kingdom is near, repent.
他也说神的羔羊，看那神的羔羊，要除去世人罪孽的。
And he also says, behold, the Lamb of God who is to take away the sins of the world.
他这样的忠心，这样的不辞劳苦，为着主到各处去开路。
How faithful and how diligently he was when he went to serve God.
到了后来，他生命最后的时候呢，他被关在一个希律王所盖的这个古堡里面。
And in the end of his life, he was imprisoned by King Herod.
他就差遣他自己的门徒去找耶稣。
And he sent his own disciples to go seek out Jesus.
他说我们所找的是你吗？还是我们要去找另外一个人？
And he says, are you the one that we're waiting for, or shall we wait for another?
为什么施洗约翰原来那么样的确定，原来那么样的大声疾呼，勇敢的替主来宣告，这个时候里面有了怀疑呢？
How could John the Baptist in the beginning, was when he was so emboldened to proclaim and with confidence Jesus is the one, but yet at the end he was shaken?
因为他现在在监牢里。
Because now he is imprisoned.
就快要被执行，被要砍头了。
And he was to be soon executed.
他在那里问说，如果你是弥赛亚，我是你的仆人，为什么会有现在这个遭遇呢？
And he said that if you're the Messiah and I am your servant, how could I be fallen to such a state?
所以保罗也想到弟兄姊妹对着他今天落在监牢里面，恐怕心里面会有的疑惑，会有的胆怯。
And also Paul in the same way also considered the brothers and sisters of his time that they may be discouraged or no longer confident about what they believe in.
保罗为他们祷告。
And Paul prayed for them.
求他们不要因为他所受的这个苦难就丧胆。
And he prayed that they will not be discouraged because of what has befallen him.
保罗看苦难生命中间不可避免的是个荣耀。
And what Paul saw was that the suffering in life that cannot be avoided is in actuality a glory.
我上次来跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候不晓得提过没有。
Last time when I came to share with brothers, I don't know if I've mentioned this.
我们在 Wyckoff 的弟兄姊妹中间年初的时候有一位弟兄50多岁被查出来他有胰腺癌。
There's a brother in the beginning of the year, earlier in the year, he's around 50 or so, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Pancreas cancer. Yeah. 那么这个他原来以为是肚子痛。
Originally, he thought that he had some kind of stomach ache.
所以就去找医生啊，就吃止痛药啊，就查这个肠胃的事情。
And then he went on to get diagnosed for stomach-related ailment.
再仔细一查。
And then when they diagnosed in more detail,
他是胰腺癌。
And then he was pancreatic cancer.
第四期。
And it was stage 4.
医生说他只有3-6个月的时间可以存活。
And the doctor said he only had 3 to 6 months to live.
所以弟兄们就弟兄姊妹为他祷告，在主面前他起先的时候就说算了，反正3个月6个月我就见主了，我就不要接受医治了。
And originally the brother and sister went and prayed for him. Originally he said that if it's only 3 to 6 months, then there's really no need to go on with any treatment. I will see the Lord.
那么后来呢，他家人在祷告以后呢，还是说呢，还是要试一试看，所以呢，就接受了化疗。
And then after prayer, his family's encouragement, he decided to get chemotherapy.
如果你看望过病人接受化疗到了后来的时候，人是非常难受。
And if you see anyone who's gone through chemotherapy in the very end, it's very, very difficult. It's very a lot of suffering.
不但头发掉光。
Not only do you lose all of your hair.
没有胃口。
You have no appetite.
也不能够大便。
And you cannot go to the bathroom.
所以非常的困难。
It's very challenging, very difficult.
我们为他祷告。
And we pray for him.
那么他身体因为不能够有胃口的缘故，这个一直在瘦。
And because he lacked appetite, he continued to lose weight.
在八月底到九月初。我们要去大陆服侍一个月之前，我们到他家去看望他。
So around August, late August before September, when I was to go and serve in China, for about a month, we went to visit him.
他的姐妹就来跟我们讲，李弟兄，我们等你回来。
And his wife said, Brother Lee, we're waiting for you to come back.
你知道什么意思吗？
And do you know what she meant?
等我回来替他主持后事。
And to wait for me to come back so that we can host his funeral.
在我们的弟兄检查出来治疗他的癌症一个月之后，
after a week that he was diagnosed with this cancer,
他的太太去身体检查，
and his wife went to also get a diagnosis.
发现他有乳腺癌。
It was found that she had breast cancer.
所以一家两个人都有癌。
So two fam both.And the same family has cancer.
这样的艰难，这样的患难临到弟兄姊妹。
And such tribulation befallen upon this brother and sister.
我们去大陆服侍之前，到他家去看望的时候，他是坐在客厅里。
Before we went to China to serve, he was. We went to see him. He was sitting in his living room.
Hospice 来帮他忙。
And the hospice sent people to help him.
给他加上管子,
and he had some feeding tubes and tubes and whatnot. He couldn't really eat.
这个人很软弱,
and he was very weak.
看见我们来,
when he saw us coming, he wanted to stand.
我们说弟兄你坐着,
and I said, brother, please sit.
然后,
and he says, I want to thank the Lord for my illness.
为什么感谢主呢?
Why do you thank the Lord?
因为教会祷告的光景复兴了。
Because the prayer, the situation of the church has improved. The prayer life of the people, believers has improved.
很多人我不认识的也为我们祷告。
A lot of people that I don't know of also came to pray for me.
所以你看见这样一个蒙恩的人身体这是奄奄一息的时候他所想到的是神借着他的患难
So when a person was at the very end, and what he could think of was that somehow through his trials and tribulations that God may improve his relationship with the brothers and sisters around him. The more years we spend we're here on earth, we will be even more faced with the reality of trials of life and suffering.
所以保罗在这里写这个祷告的时候，为他们祷告的时候，他想到以弗所人面对他的患难可能所有的光景。
So when he was praying for them, he thought of the situation, their circumstance, what they may be faced because of his imprisonment.
我们不能逃避患难。
We cannot escape suffering.
我们也不是一种阿Q的精神。
It is, we don't need to bully. We don't need to feel that it's no problem, we can deal with this. We need to face the sufferings in life.
第二呢, 他讲到在患难,
in suffering, he also spoke of the wonders of grace.
在这段圣经里面，我们读过了以后，刚才所读过，弟兄姊妹，你记得出现最多的有一个词是什么？
Brothers and sisters, in the passage we read, do you remember what is the word that appeared the most?
这段圣经里面你读过了，记得吗？有印象吗？
Do you remember if you read once you read this passage?
是什么？记不记得 ？Grace. 奥秘，一点都不错。
It's mystery.
奥秘这个字在第三节提过。
It was mentioned in verse 3.
第四节提过。
And verse 4.
第五节提过。
Verse 5.
第六节提过。
Verse 6.
第九节也提过。
Verse 9.
这个奥秘什么意思？
What is the meaning of this term mysteries?
我们想到奥秘呢，就是很神秘的。
We think of mystery as something very mysterious.
我们不知道这个所看见的是什么。
We don't exactly know what we're looking at.
所面对的是什么。
Nor do we know what we're faced with.
就像你去看这些的影片啊，或者小说啊，最后一关一关一层一层的幕幔向你拉开了，到最后真相大白了，原来这个奥秘是什么。
And as if you're watching a movie or reading a novel, layer by layer, these things are peeled away until the very end you're revealed with the answer, with what this mystery was, and then that's when you finally know.
保罗在这里讲的奥秘跟我们理解的奥秘不一样。
The mystery that Paul mentions here is different from our understanding of the term mystery.
这个保罗讲的奥秘这个词啊,
the term mystery Paul mentions here
乃是打开来,
is referring to the opening.
一开始神就向我们打开来,
in the beginning that God has opened this to us.
不是要你猜呀，一层一层去看的，最后才明白的。
God did not wait for us to peel it off layer by layer until finally found out at the end. He revealed unto us in the beginning.
保罗用这个字就是启示的意思。
His use of this word is really referring to revelation, to be revealed.
用我们的理性，用我们的头脑，永远想不明白，永远不能得到这个答案的。
To use our rational mind is something that we can never understand.
保罗用这个词告诉我们，这是神所给我们的启示。
But he tells us that this is his revelation, God's revelation for us.
启示跟我们的理性，跟我们的猜想是不一样的。His
revelation is different from what we can perceive with our mind and our understanding.
启示的意思就是人想不出来的。The
meaning of the word revelation is something that man cannot comprehend.
这叫奥秘。
And that is the meaning of this word mystery.
那么这个奥秘。 他也提到就是恩典的福音。
And referring to this mystery, he also refers to the grace of the gospel.
靠着恩典来得救。
And that we're saved by grace.
我们今天能够回到神的面前。
That today we can return to him.
凭着什么我们能来呢？
And it is by what assurance can we approach him?
凭你做好人吗？
Is it by you being a good person?
凭你遵守十条诫命吗？
Is it by you live according to the Ten Commandments?
十条诫命很稀奇了。
The Ten Commandments is very amazing.
我们去读的时候已经发觉那是神给告诉人的。
And we find when we read it that is something that God has given to man.
很稀奇，圣经没有称十条诫命是神的奥秘。
Amazingly, God did not mention, the Bible did not refer to the Ten Commandments as His mystery.
有的人在地上生活呢，说是这个凭着金律来生活。
And some people say that they live by
golden rule.
The golden rules.
就是你要人怎么对待你呢？你就对待人，先对待人。
Is that you treat others as others will treat you as you how you treat others?
圣经也没有告诉说这样的金律呢是个奥秘。
And the Bible did not refer to these rules as the mystery.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为福音不是因为你做好人。
Because the gospel is not because you are a good person.
守十条诫命，守金律来过生活。
It is not because you have lived by the Ten Commandments or some kind of golden rule.
那你做好人呢，就有好报。
That because there's karma, because you're a good person, and then therefore you will be well treated.
神就会祝福你。
And that God will bless you.
听你的祷告。
And He will listen to your prayer.
那不是福音。
That is not the gospel.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
这个是太合人的理性了。
This is too rational.
这就是我们所思想的。
And this is our mind. This is
靠着我们在地上努力的来做，那么将来我就有一定努力做所得着的那个报应，那个后果。
This is what we perceive as that we, if we endure, if we work hard, that we will receive what we deserve.
圣经上说那不是福音。
And the Bible says that is not the gospel.
那不是奥秘。
That is not the mystery.
福音奥秘就是神的儿子来到地上。
His gospel and mystery is that his son came to this earth.
通过软弱，通过苦难，他得胜了。
Through weakness and through suffering, he has overcome.
他因为失去而赢得。
And because he lost, he received.
他把一切都舍了，而最后呢，却得着了。
He laid aside everything and he received in the end.
胜过你我的罪疚。
And to overcome the sin of you and I.
是借着背负我们的罪所有的那个后果。
And to suffer the consequence of our sins.
今天基督徒不是做好人成为神的被神悦纳。
Today, we're not received by God because we are good individuals.
今天早上我们摆饼的时候弟兄姊妹这一个那一个我们所思想的看见饼杯我们真是看见最后我们唱那个 How marvelous, how wonderful, 真是奇妙。
And when our Lord's table, we prayed and we sing, but in the end we say, how marvelous and how wonderful.
凭我
Is it because of me?
凭你
Or is it because of you?
凭我们这样的人
Is it because of people like us?
神能够来接纳我们
That he may receive us?
神能够喜悦我们
That he may be pleased by us?
神能够赦免我们
That he may forgive us?
那不合理
That is not rational.
这叫福音
This is the gospel.
这叫奥秘。
This is the mystery.
完全不根据我们所做的，完全不根据我们所行的。
It does not follow in accordance to what we have done and nor what we want to do.
完全是因为神的恩典。
It is purely based on His grace.
所以我们在地上活的时间越久
，So the longer we live on this earth.
我们就天天有一个明白，有一个觉悟。
Day by day, we will come to this realization.
不可能。
That is not possible.
就凭我们脑子里所想的。
That is by what we've conceived in our mind.
就凭我们心里面所存的。
That is that we have what we have stored in our hearts.
神没有离开过我们。
That God has not departed from us.
耶稣他是以马内利的神。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the God Emmanuel.
他跟我们在一起。
He is with us.
他天天跟我们同行。
He walks with us.
他在每一个我们所经历、所面对的生活的环境、环节中间，他没有离开过我们。
And in every circumstance that we're faced with, in every part of our daily life, He has never left us.
这个这件事啊，神与我们同在，神赦免我们的罪，是让天使都稀奇的。
God with us and Him forgiving our sin, is that these are concepts that even the angels are amazed by.
彼得前书说, 那个天使,
and the, Paul says, Peter says that the angels even looked upon this gospel.
他们一直在看,
they focused and they could not take their eyes away from this gospel.
他们越看越稀奇,
the more they looked at it, the more they're amazed by this.
因为就像我们,
because just like us,
就凭我们这些人,
just like us,
神还爱我们,
that God still loves us.
神还容忍我们,
that God still continues to accept us.
我常常, 在那里想啊, 今年, 神在我们身上, 给我们这个恩典, 给我们那个恩典,
this entire year I considered this, that He gave us this grace, that grace.
我们感谢神,
and we thank Him.
因为我们得着了,
because these are the things that we have received.
我们有没有想过, 为着神对着我们的光景, 为着我们的这个生命, 神忍耐我们, 我们向神感谢.
Have we considered that we should give thanks to Him for our circumstance and for the very single point that He still continues to accept us?
神仍然, 对不起, 仍然在那里等候我们,
He continues to endure us and wait for us.
叫我们的心, 能够完全归给他,
so that until one day that our heart can be completely His.
没有一个人的忍耐, 像神那样的对我们这样的忍耐,
there is no single individual has this kind of endurance as God has towards us.
我们做父母的常常对着孩子不能忍耐,
a lot of times we cannot endure our children as parents.
常常丈夫不能忍耐妻子, 妻子不能忍耐丈夫,
and the husband cannot endure the wife and vice versa.
这个, 我听见说, 有一个太太不能忍, 忍受, 先生,
I heard that this wife could not endure her husband.
因为她刚刚把这个厨房啊, 这一切都清好,
and as soon as she cleans the kitchen,
啊, 这个丈夫进来了, 拿了她的皮包, 上面很多的灰尘, 很多的, 哇, 这个上面一放, 哎, 立刻就脏了,
And then her husband takes the you know, the bag that's dirty and then puts it on the kitchen and everything is all of a sudden becomes dirty.
这个妻子大大的发怒,
and the wife was very angry.
哎呀,我们发觉我们的忍耐啊, 真是,
jokingly saying that endurance is only, you know, patience is only 3 minutes, but I don't think there's even 3 minutes here.
神对着我们的忍耐是一个奇妙的恩典,
and God's patience towards us is an amazing grace.
那么我们底下看呢,
if we continue on,
在患难中间, 神显出他的恩典,
and in our suffering, He demonstrated His grace.
啊, 那么特别这个恩典, 啊, 显在哪里呢?
But where is this glory especially manifest itself?
保罗是个宣教士,
Paul is a minister.
他是一个福音的宣教士,
he is the minister of the gospel.
在第七, 第八, 第九节,
and in 6, 7, and 8, sorry,
他说,
7, 8, 9,
做了这福音的执事, 是照着神的恩赐, 这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的, 我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小, 然而他还赐我这恩典, 叫我把基督那测不透的丰富, 传给外邦人。
He said, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the workings of His power. And though, although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
然后他说, 我也要借着教会, 是天上执政的掌权的, 现在得知神百般的智慧, 这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
And he says, his intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heaven realms according to His eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. How do we come to know His glory? His grace? How do we come to know His patience? How do we come to know His glory? And Paul tells us that it is through Christ. It is through what Christ has revealed unto us. And it is also through Christ that His glory manifests itself in the church.
我们常常, 在我们有交通的这些教会中间, 听见这个词, 很看重这个词, 就是神永远的旨意。
And among the churches that we fellowship with each other, one term we often hear about is this eternal purpose.
神造天造地造你造我。
He created heaven and earth and you and I.
啊，神拯救我们，神施恩给我们。
He saved you and I, and He also gives us grace.
为什么
？Why？
为什么
？Why？
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us.
他说呢，到时候满足，神要叫万有在基督里同归于一。
And he says, when the time comes that all things will be unified under Christ.
这个unify 这个词呢，也可以翻成基督就做元首。
And in other words, not only is he unified under him, but he becomes the head.
啊，他在凡事上面他做元首。
And in all things he becomes the head.
这是神永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal purpose.
他做元首，就是他掌管一切。
And when he is the head, he is, has authority over all.
一切的事情的发生是为着他。
And all things happen because of him.
概括的说，今天我们的生命在世界上面有一个不能够避免的事实。
There is one truth that we cannot avoid in today's life.
就是这个世界越来越解体。
That this entire, this world is unifying, is coming together.
越来越分散。
Sorry, it's separating, it's becoming separate, more apart.
菲律宾前不久所遭遇到这个台风。
And in the Philippines, not long ago, they had a hurricane, a typhoon over there.
100年才有。
Once in 100 years type of.
我是搞气象的。
I study climate.
Meteorology. 那么我们就看那个这个飓风啊，当时所有的这个飓风的暴风圈呢。
So the there's eye of the tornado of the storm. The circumference of the storm.
是可以有美国地图，整个的美国这个土地这么大。
And the size of this this storm was the size of America. The entire nation, the width of the country.
到现在，我们还在不断的去把物资送到菲律宾这些受灾的这些居民的身上。
And we're continuing sending relief to the Philippines to help those people.
是空前没有经过的。
And this is something that has never happened before.
我们发觉那个时候是造成的这个解体。
And so this is what happened at that time.
过了不久，在美国中西部，一连串多少个龙卷风啊！
And not long afterwards, in the Midwest, we had so many tornadoes in the Midwest.
在感恩节来临之前，大家在那里要准备要吃火鸡的时候，那多少的家他们家破人亡。
And right before Thanksgiving, a lot of people were waiting to celebrate Thanksgiving, but there a lot of families suffered.
自然界天气不是越来越变越好。
Nature is not becoming better over time.
我们都担心一件事情，就是全球的暖化。
We all worry about climate change.
啊，这个温度啊，如果越来越暖的话呢，这个海水将来提升，那么我们就没有海岸了，大家都被淹要水要淹了，在海岸旁边的那些人。
And everybody's worried about that. If the temperature rises, then the water will rise, and then the coastal cities will be flooded.
今天环境在解体。
So the nature, the climate is just getting worse.
啊，这个社会在解体。
And the society itself is dispersing, separating.
分散，分散。
It's fracturing.
分裂。
It's fracturing.
人与人中间的关系在解体。
Interpersonal relationship is also fracturing.
有疾病。
There is illness.
什么是疾病？
What is an illness?
有饥饿，什么是饥饿？
What is hunger? What is hunger?
有死亡，什么是死亡？
There is death, and what is death?
那就是你的身体。分散，你的身体里面的细胞啊，这些组织啊，解体。
And it is that your body, your physical body, the atoms and the cell in your body has started to deteriorate.
你的器官不再彼此相合。
Your organs no longer cooperate with each other.
创世纪前面第一章、第二章、三章告诉我们，神创造这个世界，叫每一件东西都能够彼此相合、彼此合作的。
In Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, God, when God created heaven and earth, He created such that everything cooperated and worked in unison.
每一件事物有永恒的这个和谐。
And there is an eternal purpose
你跟人的关系要合在一起。
And you and others, your relationship should be together.
你的身体上面的每一部分要合在一起。
And all the parts of your body need to be unison, need to work together.
但是到第三章，罪进到整个的世界中来。
But in chapter 3, sin entered into the world.
每一件东西，每一件事物就都分开，分开，解体，解体。
And everything started to separate, to fracture, to this discourse, this chaos.
在基督里，但是在基督里。
But in Christ,
神有一天要使万有再合在一起。
In Christ, there is one day that God wants to unify all under Christ.
启示录告诉我们说，不再有苦难。
And the Revelation tells us that no longer will there be suffering.
不再有眼泪。
No longer will there be weeping.
不再有死亡。
No longer will there be death.
不再有疾病。
No longer will there be illness.
不再有不公义。
No longer will there be injustice.
在地上。
But on earth.
有永久的和平
，There will be eternal peace.
那是我们所有的人每一个人所仰望的目标。
And that is the goal that all of us look towards.
但那个目标怎么完成呢
？How do we accomplish? How do we get there?
借着教会。
It is by the church.
通过基督所给教会的。
And by what Christ has given to the church.
要给全世界人看。
And so that all the entire world may see.
这里说神百般的智慧。
And here it speaks of the manifold wisdom of God.
百般就是最光辉的。
The manifold means the most glorious,
最卓越的
the most brightest,
最灿烂的那个智慧
the pinnacle of wisdom.
这个神的福音是要让地上的和天上的都知道的
And his gospel is so that all that is in heaven and earth may know.
是借着他的教会
That is by and through his church.
在教会中显出来的
That is manifested in his church.
教会是什么
What is the church?
这个以前有一位圣经学者叫 F.F. Bruce。
There is a Bible scholar named F.F. Bruce。
他是一个伟大的这个圣经学者。
He's a Bible scholar。
是上一个世代的人。
From the last century。
他呢，对着这个以弗所第三章第十节呢，他有这样的一个理解。
He has this understanding for Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10。
这个英文说 ，the church here appears to be God's pilot plan for the reconcile of the universal future。翻成中文，教会是神为着宇宙将来和好的试点方案。我们要停下来想一想。
We need to take a moment and think about this。
为着宇宙。
For the sake of the universe。
为着将来。
For the future。
我们是神他的试点的方案。
We are the point, the pilot for his plan.
教会是什么
？What is the church?
是把所有的分裂、分散合在一起的。
It is to bring all the fracturing and discourse.
保罗给我们看见福音，让犹太人和外邦人能合在一起。
Paul shows us, demonstrates to us that the gospel may bring the Gentiles and the Jews together.
在教会里面内部里面所有的分歧能得到医治。
And also heal all the internal discord.
今天的教会就能够预尝神自己所要叫万有在基督里合为一的那一个恩典。
And then the church may taste of the glory, the grace that God has.
今天我们看见这个世界是越来越分散。
We see that this world is continue to fracture.
但是你看见说，圣经告诉我们说，我们的盼望。就在于神给我们的应许，神的话说，将来神要让这些分散的都合在一起。
And Paul says, tells us that our hope is in what God has promised, is that one day He will unify all things under Christ.
人跟人的关系。
And between man and man.
家庭的关系。
The relationship within the family.
这个心理上面的，身体上面的。
Psychological, physical.
在基督里面，我们有不一样的。不一样的眼光，有不一样的这个盼望。
In Christ, we have a different perspective. We have a different hope.
刚才这一家生癌症的弟兄姊妹
，This brother that I mentioned who has cancer.
如果他没有信主
，If he was not did not come to know.
如果他不认识福音中所启示的耶稣基督
，If he does not understand the Christ that was revealed in the gospel,
他一定大叹倒霉。
He will feel that he has such bad luck.
这个不但我一个人病。
Not only am I sick.
我全家我太太跟我一起生病。
Well, my entire family is sick.
两个人都接受化疗。
And both of us need to suffer chemotherapy.
那么因为他的病实在是严重，主自己最后就缩短他的痛苦， 我们宣教还没有回来，来不及回来，我们听见他被主接去了。
And because of the seriousness of his illness, before we could even come back, the Lord took him.
但是神给我们有这样的恩典，在我们临走的时候，能听见他的口里说：“感谢主，因着我们的病痛，教会的祷告复兴了。”
Thank the Lord that before we left, we could hear from this brother that he can say, thank the Lord that because of my sickness, that the church maybe strengthened.
Revived. Yeah. 神的儿女呢, 合在一起的,
that his children has come together.
合在一起, 同心的祷告,
and they come together to pray in unison.
同心合意在一起来赞美我们的主。
That they come together to praise the Lord as one.
来仰望我们的主。
And to look towards him.
保罗说这个不只是在这个教会中间神自己所做的要显给世人看。
That not only that God wants to do this in the church, but he also wants to demonstrate this to the Gentiles.
也显给天上执政的掌权的看。
And to demonstrate this to all the authorities and principalities in heaven.
天上执政掌权的是谁呢?
And who are the ones to the principalities in heaven?
就是天使和魔鬼。
It is the angels and Satan.
这个申命记第四章啊，那里说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4, it says,
神拣选以色列人。
That God chose the Israelites,
叫以色列人守他的诫命,
so that they may live according to his commandments,
能够建立一个敬畏神的社会,
that they may build a society that fears the Lord,
让万国能够看见神的荣耀,
that all nations may see this glory.
但是现在保罗在那里说,
but Paul here tells us,
旧约的百姓,
that the people of the Old Testament,
是显给世界上的人看,
is to demonstrate to the people of the world,
今天我们在新约中间活着的神的百姓。
But the people who live in the New Testament, the people, his people.
我们在教会中过生活。
We live in the church.
弟兄姊妹一同经历神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters continue to experience
God's grace.
Experience his grace.
也能够一同度过患难。
And in the same way, they will endure suffering.
给谁看呢?
But for who?
给天上执政掌权的看
to demonstrate to the principalities and rulers in heaven
不只显给世界上的人看
not only to the people of this world
不只显给可见的世界
but also not only to the visible world
也显给那个不可见的世界
but also to the invisible world
让天使都稀奇
so that even the angels may be amazed
你记得天使不服气啊
and you know that the angels Not necessarily like this.
在约伯记里面，他说：“神呐、啊，你恩待约伯，为人正直，这个敬畏神，哪里是没有原因？因为你恩待他嘛。”
And the angel said to God that, "How could you treat Job so well? What has he deserved this?"
我们平安顺利健康的时候，感谢赞美主，来到教会中，跟弟兄姊妹一同过生活，这是很自然的事情。
When we're peaceful, when we have good health, and we have joyful, and we come to the church and worship, it is very natural.
可是你生病了呢
？But when you're sick,
生重病呢
？When you're in sickness,
你遭遇到难处呢
？When you're in suffering,
我们来。
We still come.
我们继续来。
We continue to come.
因为要给世人和天使，保罗说我们是一台戏，演给世人和天使看。
And for the so that heaven and the angels and the people of the world may see that Paul says that we're a play that's played out for the angels and the world.
今天你就问呢、啊，这个在美国做调查的话
，If you ask that they've done a survey in America today.
我看见有一个调查报告说81%的美国人。
And I read a survey that says 81% of the people
都认为我做个好基督徒，但是我不一定要参加教会。
That I can be a good Christian, but I don't necessarily need to go to church to accomplish that.
保罗说那些人一点不知道他们在说什么。
And Paul says that these people, individuals, do not know what they're talking of.
过教会的生活是不可缺少的。
To live a church life cannot be lacking.
在教会中，我们大家彼此敞开，彼此担当，彼此鼓励，这是不可缺少的。
And you cannot lack the fellowship that brothers and sisters come together to help each other and to fellowship and to together.
保罗告诉我们说，在他写的书信的里面，要让世人和天使都来看见神自己的荣耀。
And Paul's epistles, he says that we shall demonstrate God's, God shall manifest glory in us to demonstrate to the world. And
让人看我们跟世界上的人不一样。
So that all can see that we are different from this world.
当你知道神永远的旨意是借着教会 来向世人和天使、魔鬼、撒旦来做见证的时候，
when you understand that his eternal purpose is to be manifested through the church and to be a witness to a testimony to the world and to angels and Satan，
你的心呢就被扩大了，你知道吗？
Then your heart is broadened。
我们所敬爱的神的老仆人滕敬辉牧师，已过的这个礼拜92岁，被主接到天家了。
There was a brother who a very famous brother
Philip Tan.
She was taken by the Lord this past weekend.
我们在这个附近受借着他神带给我们的恩典他的话语，我们得到很多属灵的福分。
And through him, that God has, we have received an abundance of the blessings of God's word.
有弟兄姊妹微信里面传过来他们所看见滕牧师在主面前的一个祷告，祷告的文。
Some brothers and sisters share a piece of prayer that he prayed before the Lord.
他说：“主啊，求你给我被人批评的大量。”
And he says, "Lord, please give me a capacity so that I can endure criticism by others."
求你给我一个受人这个论断的那个勇敢。
And give me the boldness so that I can be willing to be criticized.
求你给我自己勇敢的心他是勇敢的心来改正自己。
And Lord, please give me a brave heart so that I can change myself.
求主给我喜乐，当我为你背十字架的时候。
And please give me joy as I bear the cross for you.
神的老仆人在地上他所求的他的祷告跟我们祷告平常，主啊保守我的家人，主啊赐福我的这个是生病的那个生病，完全不一样。
And this old servant, his prayer to God is very different from what we would have prayed. And we would have said, you know, Lord, please give health to my family to keep peace, give us peace to help us and so forth.
他所想到的是他跟主中间的连结，他跟弟兄姊妹中间的连接。
What he thought of was focused on what his relationship with God and also his relationship with brothers and sisters.
他在主面前看见了主所给他的这个启示，他已经被释放了。
And he saw what God revealed unto him, and he has been freed.
所想的、所求的，不是我们自己小小的范围，我的家 ，I, my, me, myself.
What he considers and what he focuses on is not about himself. It's not so.Focus on himself.
想到在地上短短的年日，主自己的心意，主自己的荣耀，怎么样从我们这一个瓦器中间得到彰显
？In a short period of time, our time on earth, how can we bring forth what God His purpose and His will in our life, us being such lowly vessels?
基督徒是被主扩大的一帮人。
Christians are a group of people that God wants to broaden.
叫我们从我们狭小的自己的心胸所想到的那个范围被主扩大。
And he wants to broaden us from our narrow perceptions and conceptions.
这是福音。
And this is the gospel.
这是好消息。
This is the good news.
如果我们抓住了主要我们在地上活着，是活在教会中，一同来为着主向天使、向魔鬼撒旦做见证的话
，If we grab hold this principle is that we were to be testimony for the angels and the Satan.
你我是一个真正抓住真理而自由的人。
Then you and I will be people who totally completely grasp of this freedom.
这个我们要看见说，在世界上面没有苦难，神允许加在我们身上是没有目的的。
And we must realize and understand that that no difficulty is without God's purpose.
没有苦难能真正的伤害你的。
There is no difficulty that can truly harm you.
你所有的苦难都是为着神的荣耀。
And all of the suffering is for His glory.
所以，如果我们真是在地上。一年一年过去了，我们遭遇到看见在患难中的弟兄姊妹，还有我们自己和我们家里面所有的患难经历过这一切的时候你自己想一想看是不是神在我们的生命中给我们这些经历没有目的呢？
And when you take a moment to ponder upon all the sufferings that he has placed on us and our family, and really seriously ponder on, are they without purpose?
这些的苦难能真的伤你吗?
Can they truly harm you?
你在基督里面已经不是你的自己。
You are not yourself anymore in Christ.
在基督里面你是一个新造的人。
But you are a new creation in Christ.
旧的已经过去了。
And the old has passed away.
现在都成了新的。
And for all has become new.
如果是这样的话, 我们这样的面对, 有这样的一个认知, 有这样的一个承认, 我们知道苦难,
If we come to know this, have this understanding, and also acknowledge this, then we know that suffering is also for Christ. I want to mention a testimony of this American sister. Her name is Joni Erickson Tada.
她的相片摆在你面前，你看见她。
And that is her picture, photo, and she's full of joy in this picture.
很谦卑的,
and she is very humble.
很有恩慈的, 很有仁慈的,
and full of grace.
知道她的故事吗? 多少人知道, 认识, 知道她故事, 举手。
How many people know her story?
这个只有几位, 好多人不知道。
So, very few, many don't know.
你看, 另外一个图片, 这就是她。
And this is another picture of her.
她大半辈子是坐在轮椅上，这个坐在轮椅上就是她。Most
of her life was spent in a wheelchair.
她在年轻的时候游泳，18岁的时候，1967年在游泳跳水的时候有个意外。When
she was 18, 1967, when she was diving, she had a diving accident.
一下子这个头颈骨啊，这个就受伤了。
And her neck, cervix on her neck, suffered injury.
全身就这个麻痹。
And she was paralyzed from waist from the neck down.
成了一个残障的人。
She became a paraplegic.
18岁。
She was 18.
人生是大好前途。
And it was at a time when her life was so full of hope.
你的老大要上大学了是吧？
And your oldest daughter is going to college, the same age.
哎呀，父母盼望，哎呀，好不容易孩子长大了，孩子能上大学了。
And the parents are hoping they're finally grown up, they can finally go to school, go to college.
年轻人自己也想到，哎呦，很多很多的美丽的憧憬，前面要发生什么事啊？还要去念书啊？他要将来要毕业，要工作啊？将来这个要有男朋友啊？这一切。
And to the individuals themselves, they would think of such beautiful path ahead that they were going to school, they're going to work, and then they're going to get married, and so forth. All these hopes.
18岁, 躺在 Baltimore Rehab Center.
When she was 18, she was lying in Baltimore Rehab Center.
在这个复健的医院里面,
in this rehabilitation center.
同房的有三个。 三四个年轻的妇女也在那里。There
were three or four young women also there.
她们也都是有残障的人。And
they were also had some kind of disability.
跟她同房的有一个女孩叫 Dennis Water.
There is one girl in her room was called Denise Water.
比她小一岁。And
she was 1 year younger than her.
Dennis 17岁是啦啦队的队长。Denise
was a cheerleader
captain.
Captain.
Yeah. 她曾经很快乐, 曾经很出名,
and she was very joyful and very was you know popular.
17岁, 高中3年级的学生,
and 17-year-old also as a junior in high school.
是巴尔的摩高中的学生,
and she was a student at Baltimore High.
有一天她在拉拉队练习在跳的时候,
one day
失足了.
One day she was practicing in the cheerleading squad and she had a misstep.
觉得说这个膝盖软弱。
And felt that her knee was weak. So she went home to rest.
那天晚上,
that night,
她的脚,
her feet
就感觉, 更弱了,
felt even weaker.
会抖,
it started to shake.
回家睡了一会儿,
and when she went home after resting,
醒来以后,
when she woke up,
从腰部以下就不能动了,
and she was paralyzed from the waist down.
几天以后，从脖子以下就麻痹了，也不能动。
Several days later, her from neck on down, she was also
手也不能动了。
Her hand cannot move anymore.
过了几个礼拜，
Several weeks later,
Dennis 的眼睛就看不见了。And
her eyes went blind.
什么病呢？
What was the sickness?
多发性的硬化症。我不知道怎么翻译，我是这看来。
It is a lot of things started to harden.
Complicated.
complications.
Right. 差不多五年以后,
and 4 or 5 years later, she passed on.
Joni 跟 Dennis 同个病房。
Joni was in the same room as her.
Joni 那时候还是心里面很难过。
Joni was very sad at the time.
我18岁,
she was 18.
啊, 我现在就是一天到晚就, 只能在这个房间里头。
And every day, she, the only thing she can do is to be lying in this room.
可是Dennis呢?
But what about Denise?
她也不能动。
She cannot move either.
她不能看。
She cannot see.
嘴巴也不能说话。
She cannot speak.
一天一天, 一个礼拜一个礼拜就这样过去。
And day by day, weeks by weeks, her time passes on.
没有人来看她。
No one came to visit her, except her mother.
Dennis 跟他的妈妈都是基督徒。
And Denise and her mother were both Christians.
每天晚上, Dennis 的妈妈读圣经给他听。
And every night, her mother would read the Bible to her.
就这样读了四年, 快到五年的时间, 她就死了。
And she read the Bible for 4 to 5 years, and then she passed on.
Joni 很难受。
Joni was very saddened.
很愁苦。
She was depressed.
她对自己的苦难已经很多挣扎了。
She has so much struggles with her own suffering and circumstances.
她觉得问说, 为什么? 为什么这个事情要发生在我的身上?
And she often asks why and why did this happen?
我一辈子都要坐在
So she started to think about this.
想一想呢, 苦难呢, 可能有意义。
Perhaps there is a meaning to the suffering.
苦难, 能够, 这个, 为神来做见证。
Perhaps this can be a testimony for God.
苦难能让他自己的生命, 这个灵, 这个品格能够成长。
Perhaps it can improve her character.
苦难能让人看见他的忍耐。
And others, it can demonstrate to others her suffering and endurance.
苦难能让人看见神的真实。
It can demonstrate God's truth.
可是当Dennis死的时候,
but when Denise passed on,
Joni很挣扎。
Joni struggled a lot.
她说这个人, she
said that this individual, her life was without meaning.
她什么都不是,
she was nothing.
没有人看见她,
no one saw her.
没有人看见她的长进,
no one saw how she improved.
没有人看见她的品格,
no one saw her character.
啊, 她没有人看见她灵性的成长,
no one saw the growth of her spiritual.
因为Dennis正在逐渐死去,
and she just passed on and then slowly died away.
她什么都不是,
she was nothing.
所以Joni那个时候呢, 已经信主, 她在生命中思想这些苦难的事情的时候, 她跟朋友们分享她里面的挣扎。
When she pondered upon these things, she was already a Christian and she shared her struggles with her friends.
她的朋友就跟她讲, 等一等。
And her friend says, wait.
然后拿出以弗所书第一章第十节,
and brought out Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
时候满足, 让天上地上所有的都在基督里面要同归于一。
That, that when the time comes that all things will be under Christ.
他说, 天使魔鬼,
and the angels and Satan all has their gaze upon the church. And then her friend brought out Gospel Luke chapter
15. 天上的天使天君都要欢喜快乐。
And when a person repents on earth, even the heavenly angels and heavenly hosts will rejoice.
然后也看看约伯记,
and looked upon and also looked at Job.
约伯受到苦难,
Job suffered.
是活在魔鬼和天使的眼前。
His suffering played out before the angels and Satan.
突然Joni醒了。
And all of a sudden Joni woke up.
突然Joni就明白了。
She understood.
她说你知道吗?
She said, did you know?
如果我告诉你,
if I tell you,
如果有一架照相机啊,
if there's a camera,
啊, 这个把你每一天所说的话, 每一天所做的事, 每一件事情你所有的一切, 都把它照下来, 而且放在电视机前面的话,
if there was a video camera that captured all the things you said and all the things you did and played out on TV,
可能全世界千千万人都在看,
perhaps there will be thousands and millions of people watching on TV.
你的生活会怎么样？
How will your life play out？
你会发觉说，你在那里受的苦，你在那里说的话，你在那里做的那些事，这么多人都在看见，这些人都知道。
And perhaps you will think that all the words you said, all the things you did, and all the suffering you endured, that everyone would see.
让你的心觉得说何等宝贵。
And that, at that moment, perhaps you will feel how precious you are.
你还会忧郁沮丧吗？
Will you still be sad and be discouraged?
你想到你自己今天所遭遇的这一切，全世界的人都在看，都要知道。
If you consider that all the things you're suffering today, if all the whole world is watching,
天使魔鬼也在看。
And even the angels and the Satan is watching.
你想到这里。
When she considered this,
她明白了。
She understood.
Dennis, 他的朋友受苦。
Her friend suffered.
只有他的妈妈和他知道他。
Only Joni and Denise's mother knew of this.
后来他写了一封信给 Dennis 的这个母亲。
Later on, she wrote a letter to the mother.
一个短信。
A very short letter.
基本上说。
It basically said.
他说，我确信天使和魔鬼看见你的女儿这样的默默无声，这样的生活都要惊奇。
And she said that that I truly believe that the heavenly host, the angels and the Satan, when they saw that you, your daughter, her silent life, they will be amazed.
他们看见你的女儿没有怨言的活着。
They will see that your daughter did not complain and lived without complaint.
她说，没有苦难是没有意义的。
There is no suffering that is without purpose.
没有苦难是让人可以受伤的。
There is no suffering that can harm us.
你看保罗怎么称呼他自己。
How did Paul refer to himself?
他是罗马帝国所判的这个囚犯，是坐监。
He is a prisoner of the Roman Empire. He is imprisoned.
他不这么说。
He did not refer to himself as a...
他说我是基督的囚犯。
He says, I am a prisoner of Christ.
他不愿意说自己是罗马帝国的囚犯。
He was unwilling to say that he was a prisoner of Rome.
他的态度让人吃惊啊。
His attitude causes amazement.
如果我们讲到苦难的话，除了主耶稣基督在地上受了那个非人的苦难以外，在地上教会中间没有一个人苦难能胜过保罗。
If we among the Christians, except Christ, who has endured suffering that none of us can ever endure, Paul among the churches has endured suffering.
哥林多后书十一章二十四到三十一节，很长的一段，就保罗叙述他所遭遇到的苦难。
Second Corinthians chapter, verse 20,
chapter 11.
11:24-31, it records Paul's sufferings.
啊，被犹太人鞭打，每次四十下减去一下。
He was lashed by the Jews 40 times minus one.
啊，被棍打了三次。
He was beaten by with rods
三次。啊，石头打了一次。
He was stoned.
船坏了三次。
His shipwreck 3 times.
一昼一夜在深夜，在深海里面。
And he was one day and night he suffered on the ocean.
遭遇各样的危险。
He suffered all kinds of danger.
劳碌，困苦。
And then he suffered tired, labored, and toiled.
多次不得睡，多次不得，又饥又饿，不得食。
Without sleep, and he was hungry.
保罗遭遇到比我们所有的人都多的苦难。
He endured more suffering than any of us will ever see.
那么最后他夸什么呢？
But what did he boast of in the very end?
第三十节，我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事变了。
Verse 30, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness.
藤牧师他所求的。
Pastor Teng, what he asked for.
他祷告在神面前，在天使面前，在魔鬼面前，在人面前说，我有软弱。
He asked before the angels and Satan and all men, says, my weakness, give me my weakness.
今天谁愿意承认，出去承认说我是个软弱的人？
Who is willing to acknowledge that he is a weak individual.
啊，都承认说我有这个，我有那个啊，我这个比别人强，那个比别人强。
We all boast of we have this and we have that. We're stronger than others in this area and that area.
保罗说我比众人都软弱。
Paul says I'm weaker than all.
我们基督徒真是从保罗身上能学很深很深的功课。
We can truly learn very deep lessons from the lives of Paul.
这是一个在主的面前得着福音的奥秘，能被神的真理释放的人。
This is an individual who has received the mystery of God's gospel and was freed.
所以他为以弗所人祷告说，我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑的来到神面前。
And that is why he prayed for the Ephesians and saying that in him and through faith in him we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
所以我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
他今天在基督里。
Today in Christ.
他不是活在世界上面。
He is not living in this world.
他每时刻知道说我是在基督里。
Every moment of his life, he knows that he is in Christ.
他能忍受各样的苦难的原因是。他在基督里，这是他的宝贝。
The reason that he is able to endure all kinds of suffering is because he is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这不是个道理。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a concept.
神要借着我们每天所有的遭遇，一年一年过去，叫我们最后我们能见证说，我有宝贝在我的里面。
So day by day through our suffering, year by year through our sufferings and things we endure, one day that we say to God that I have a treasure in me.
我们能向死亡夸胜。
We can boast that we have overcome death.
我们能向苦难患难能够夸胜。
We can boast that we've overcome suffering and tribulations.
因为我们知道主的荣耀已经与我们同在。
For we know that His glory is already with us.
我们来低头来祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
爱我们的主，我们真感谢你。
The God who loves us, we truly thank you.
从岁首到年终。你都与我们同在。
From when you were young till we were old, that you've always been with us.
你的恩典是我们年岁的冠冕。
Your grace is a crown for us.
我们在你面前想到这一年。
When we consider this entire year.
我们在你面前对你说，主啊，我们何能何得？
And Lord, we say that how we receive from you.
我们能够领受你这莫大的恩典。
And how that we can receive your bountiful grace.
借着万事万物，你在启示我们一件事。
That through all things you reveal unto us.
万事万物都在解体，都在分散。
That all things are dispersing.
这个世界不是我们的家。
This world is not our home.
这个世界上面是不是我们的盼望。
This world, the things in this world are not our hopes.
主啊，我们的心盼望你快你快快的来到我们中间。
Lord, we hope that you come quickly.
主啊，真是愿你听圣灵和教会在你面前的呼喊。
May you hear the cries of our spirit and of the church.
叫我们在你来之前，我们在地上不至于羞辱你的名。
That before you come, may we not bring shame to your name.
叫我们知道每一天我们是活在你面前。
That we may know every single day we live before you.
无论是顺利是艰难。
Whether it's in prosperity or in suffering.
特别是在患难中。
Especially in tribulations.
我们有勇气。
That we may be strength boldened.
我们有把握。
That we may have confidence.
我们像保罗一样说，我深知我所信的是谁。
That we may confidently say, like Paul said, we know who we believe in.
也知道他会保守我们。
And for we know that he will keep us.
保守我们，我们能够在地上的时间，在教会里面和弟兄姊妹一同叫神的荣耀得着彰显。
And he will keep us in our time here, and that we may all bring glory to you.
发生在我们身上个人和家庭中的事就是教会的事。
And all the things that happen to us and in the church and the family, it is the things of the church.
扩大我们的度量。
Maybe give us bigger capacity.
叫你的儿女，叫你的百姓真实彼此相爱，彼此相助，好叫天使魔鬼都稀奇。
May your daughters, your children and your sons and daughters maybe love one another and that even the angels and the Satan may be amazed.
我们在世上真实把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And on earth, may we truly testify for your glory.
听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.